This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After days of dispatching top officials to Israel, President Biden will make the trip himself amid concerns the war with Hamas will spread, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
There was Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin.
We have your back.
And top diplomat Antony Blinken.
We'll always have the support of the United States.
Now, the strongest show of U.S. support yet. The president himself will go to Israel.
He's coming here at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world.
Blinken made the announcement after talks in Israel, which has locked down the Gaza Strip before a possible ground assault to root out Hamas militants. While backing Israel, the U.S. is also concerned about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The White House says the president will travel to Jordan to meet with Jordanian, Egyptian, and Palestinian leaders. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is, in fact, in China, and there will be discussions about a number of things, including what's happening in Ukraine and what is happening in Israel.
Xi and Putin last met in March in Moscow, just days after he was slapped with the ICC warrant. There, Xi called Putin his dear friend and invited him to attend the Third Belt and Road Forum. That two-day summit in Beijing began on Tuesday and centers on the Belt and Road Initiative, the grand plan launched by Xi a decade ago that he hopes will build infrastructure and energy networks connecting Asia with Africa and Europe. As the forum's chief guest, Putin is slated to speak after Xi on Wednesday, and the two will sit down for bilateral talks later that day.
That is Reuters' Almond Lee reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has begun his visit to China. AP correspondent Karen Shamus with...
The visit by Russia's leader highlights China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. The visit also underscores Russia's support as China aims to expand its economic and diplomatic influence abroad. Putin's plane was met by an honor guard as the Russian leader began his visit. His presence in Beijing is to celebrate Chinese President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, which aims to build infrastructure and expand China's overseas influence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian officials say a days-long attempt by Russian forces to storm a strategically important city in eastern Ukraine appears to be running out of steam. Ukrainian general staff said Monday that Ukrainian forces repelled 15 Russian attacks from four directions over the previous 24 hours. That is compared with what another official said were up to 60 attacks in the middle of the week, suggesting that Russia's push was weakening. A Washington-based think tank broadly concurred with that assessment. As the Kremlin's war entered its 600th day, and with the looming onset of winter that will limit military operations, both sides have been sinking and seeking battlefield breakthroughs that could invigorate their efforts as well as raise morale. The crew of a Panama-flagged tanker seized by Iran last year has been sentenced to a total of 22 years in prison by the Revolutionary Court of Bandar Abbas, Iranian state media reported on Tuesday. It was not immediately clear how many crew members were sentenced and how long each of them were jailed for the October 2022 event. That's according to Iran's Revolutionary Guards seizing a foreign vessel carrying 11 million liters of smuggled fuel to the Gulf. The UN Security Council has rejected a Russian resolution on Gaza that condemned violence and terrorism against civilians, but made no mention of Hamas, whose surprise attack killed 1,300 Israelis. Only four countries joined Russia in voting for the resolution on Monday night: China, the United Arab Emirates, Mozambique, and Gabon. Four countries voted against it, including the United States, and six countries abstained. Russia's UN ambassador had urged support for the resolution to respond to what was called the unprecedented exacerbation of the situation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.